Yeah, it's always a very special week. You don't know when the next one's coming around. So a lot of hard work, and we've been toiling pretty hard from the get-go, from the off-season. So a privilege to be in there, and plenty of excitement around the group.
What would this one mean to the club, Championship number 7?
Oh, man, you take anyone that comes, you know, I don't think any more has notoriety or anything behind it. Whether you're playing New Zealand or you're playing Sydney, it's a privilege to win a championship, and to put your name up there among the club history books is always something you're proud about.
Facing the Breakers, is it a case that the more things change, the more they stay the same?
Yeah, I guess so. We knew playing in mid-season that to win a championship, you're going to have to go through them. They're the defending champions for a reason. They're a very well-run organisation, and that runs down to the players. And so, yeah, we knew that was more than likely going to be the expected battle come grand final time. So, yeah, it would be nice to get one finally over them.
What about the schedule, Greg? It's pretty grueling, isn't it? 3 matches in 6 days.
Yeah, it's not ideal. I guess the frequent flyer miles will help us out there, a bonus. But, yeah, the travel in 5 days, you take how it goes. If you want to win a championship, you're going to have to face some adversity and some challenges. We know what's there, and... look, it is what it is. You're not going to have to worry about it. You're just going to waste energy if you're worried about that. So we've got a fantastic recovery team. The guys, and this is where the conditioning comes the whole season and the depth of the squad. So it'll be tested, but I'm sure we'll be successful with that.
What is the hardest part of just a day's break between games?
Yeah, it'll be a couple of things. It's going to obviously have to change your game plan, depending on how game one is. Obviously, you're going to have to change that. But obviously, managing the bodies, there's a couple of big lads there. I'm sure Nate's going to be getting a massage the whole way over there. So that's going to be a pretty crucial part and that recovery. But I also think that's where the depth comes into it. If you go 10 deep, 12 deep in a team, you can rely on your benches a little bit more come with that game two.
You'll actually arrive on the day of the game.
Mm. Yeah, I'm just trying to imagine myself being an NBA player now, I guess. But, yeah, look, it's a crazy situation. But there's a couple of times, obviously, we've flown to Cairns after playing Townsville the night before, and we've had to play that day. And that's the one good thing about this group is come adversity, we really bond together, and we've been tried many of times on those sort of road schedule trips. And there's nothing sweeter than when you're really tested to come together and get a successful result. Oh, I think anyone has that look come a grand final. It's look, they're the defending champion for a reason. There's no doubt about that. But I would hope, if you look in there, all those same guys have that passion, that desire to win another championship for the team. And, they've got some quality players. But, I can't wait to see a battle, Matty Knight against Vicona. Such challenges like that is going to be pretty pleasing for the crowd.
Rewind the clock back a couple of years to those grand finals. And yep. Martin was either in.
Yeah, anytime you bring Damo into the equation, it's a completely different structure in place. He's our engine room, that's pretty evident. The way he is able to lead us and inspire us at many of times is inspirational. So it's always nice to have a healthy Damo, touch wood, and nothing happens in game one. But for us, it's a completely different squad from 3 years ago, just like they were. There's guys have left, they had Kirk Penny, one championship win, Kevin Braswell. Completely different squads. I guess the same things change. Same things have occurred. Their values and their philosophies and the way they play in terms of toughness and they compete is the same. And that's exactly how we play as well, with desire and defensive intensity. And I think that's why we're both playing the grand final.
This is probably the only other team with almost as good a front court as yours. Do you expect it to be just... heavy slog?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an absolute battle in there with those big fellas, and that's one of our strengths. There's a reason why Matty was an All-NBL player and just from his form this past weekend, I think he really took a positive step in being a dominant force like he was in the start of the season. And Nathan told me that they're a dynamic duo coming feeding and complementing off each other. And for us, Charles Jackson's been phenomenal when we've played him. So for us, we've got to really limit his effectiveness. His energy is contagious for that group. So if we can really limit what he does, I think they'll go a long way.
Just on the big men, obviously Nate and Matty have probably got their injury concerns.
Yep.
But you look at the Breakers, and they've obviously had a big playoff due to their sweep of Melbourne. Is that sort of an advantage for them resting up?
To be honest, I'd actually be happy enough the way we went through it in terms of being tried and tested. Illawarra are a very formidable squad and we went to a game three and you can't replicate game intensity like we did. We had to change our game plan completely from game two and it worked, it was successful. So for us, I'm not really sure about injuries. I think everyone's at this point of the year, you're minding, you've got niggling injuries, you're trying to do all that sort of stuff. I'm happy that we're fresh. We've just played 2 days ago and we're raring to go. As well, we play different teams. For us, New Zealand have played Melbourne 4 times, so we're eager to finally match up against them.
You sort of look at that there, maybe think that tried and tested route might help you out compared to the little break that they have had.
Yeah, it may do. But we know, obviously, as soon as they come in the game, they're going to be throwing that first punch. And for us, it's about the counter punch and how we can settle the nerves and how we can exploit them. And look, they've got plenty of experience. They've been there before, so I don't think they're worried about their preparation. For us, it's about us really limiting their energy and making sure that we excel.
Back on the short turnaround, 5-hour time zone difference is quite significant. How do you handle sleep? Do you have to do anything special?
I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm doing meditation and yoga, and I've tried to talk a few to the other lads about that as well, but they think I'm a bit of a weirdo. So I'm not sure what we're going to do. It's you know, after a game, most guys don't really generally sleep because they're pretty pumped up and they're just eager. So I think the next day is just going to be about trying to recover a little bit, try and sleep as much as you can on the plane. The good thing is we're in the exact same boat. I know they're flying the night of, but to me, I'd rather sleep in my own bed for an extra night and then battle them the next day.
First class for
Nate? Oh, I think he'd be driving the plane, mate. Yeah, no, I hope they do whatever they want. I'll give him up my seat and I'll sit in the back row if he wants an extra few seats for the big fella. I'm fine with that. Oh, if he decided not to do that, I'll give him a clip around the ear. No, there's no doubt he'll be wanting to play for a championship. I don't think you rest him. I don't think you rest on your laurels and hope you win game one and try and win it back here. We're playing with a desire to win in 2 games. Game one's crucial. You know, we know it's a massive challenge to go over there in New Zealand and win over there. But Nate will be ready to go. He's a professional at the end of the day. A championship's pretty sweet and he can rest up for a few months after that. So it'll be all good. Yep.
11,000
kilometres
an hour.
Is the players think about that? Nah, not at all, mate. I mean, Bevo was eating at Hurricanes the night before the final match, so that's occupational health and safety for his players. So I'm not sure what he's talking about. But look, you play wherever you want. You know, you play on any stage and in front of any crowd, you want to win a championship. So it's all good.
Thanks, Nate.